Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Is an end approaching in the nation of Syria? Sound and video over the weekend, clashes continuing across Syria from Aleppo to Damascus.
The situation in Syria is rapidly deteriorating as fighting intensifies across the country, including in the capital. The suffering gets worse.
That's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking over the weekend. The United Nations is particularly concerned over how the toll of war has been felt by Syria's youngest citizens. In a new report out today, UK-based human rights advocacy group War Child says it believes as many as 1,300 children have been killed in the conflict. Lise Doucette from our partner, the BBC, has been speaking to some of those children affected by the violence. These children you're about to hear are now safe in neighboring Lebanon. Here's one of the children with Lise. Her name is Rhonda. She's not yet a teenager.
Unfortunately, I had to witness one of my friends passing away in front of my eyes.
What was your friend's name?
Her name was Khulud. We were standing in a circle and the bullet came from her neck and it came out from the back.
So did your mommy and daddy decide it was better for you to come to Lebanon?
There was a bomb that hit my house, and there was a wall that fell on my mother, my father, and my younger brother. Thank God, they're all still alive. But after Khulud died, God Ashad, we decided, my family and I decided to leave.
Stories from children difficult to listen to. That's from our partner, the BBC, Lise Doucette, speaking with a child named Rhonda. What does the future hold for such a child?
And you're only 12 now. When you're a big girl, what do you want to do?
When I grow up, I would like to become a lawyer, so in case one of my family members go to jail, I can help them get out.
And why are you worried about people going to prison? Why do you say that?
Because two of my siblings, my older siblings, they went to jail, and now they came out, they can't walk anymore.
You're a very brave girl. You'd be a great lawyer.
Yes.
The BBC's Lise Doucette speaking to children affected by the violence in Syria. Those children there are safe in Lebanon right now. But, of course, most children in Syria remain in the country, remain in the line of fire. Kate Adams, policy and advocacy officer at War Child, author of the report I just told you about, which suggests maybe 1,300 children have died in the conflict. She joins us now. Kate, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
I mean, aside from those extraordinary stories that are very difficult to listen to, what in general is the danger for children trying to survive this violence in Syria right now?
The danger's huge. I mean, the report we've released today documents the 6 UN-recognised violations which have all been breached in this conflict, some on both sides, actually, both, you know, recruitment of child soldiers, denial of access to aid, which is affecting the whole country, attacks on schools and hospitals, children have been killed and maimed, there's been abductions. I mean, there's a whole host of abuses that this reports, a dossier of those abuses. And actually, it seems that it's increasing even since we've written this report. Over the weekend, we've seen, you know, the tightening violence around Damascus and Aleppo, which are both very densely populated. So the risk to children is increasing in terms of both the direct and indirect impacts of war.
Talking with Kate Adams, policy and advocacy officer at the organization War Child, you described a moment ago children being recruited to fight. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, indeed. Well, there's a few instances that the UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Children on Conflict has previously picked up, which people might have heard about. But that's on both sides. The Free Syrian Army have used child soldiers, and also the government forces have used children as young as 8 years old.
And given what we know about the prolonged civil war in neighboring Lebanon, what is likely to be the long-term impact of this kind of violence on this generation of children in Syria years from today?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, actually. I mean, it's a really the devastating impacts of war. You think of anybody suffering any kind of loss and then a whole nation that's suffering under that loss. I mean, the impacts are intergenerational and they're huge and they're inherited by the next generation unless there's really careful, help that's given in between. And I think also in Lebanon, unfortunately, our staff are there and they're increasingly witnessing a deterioration of violence in Lebanon as well. And thankfully, I mean, War Child has a bit of money at the moment to do this project, but funding is extremely short term. We only have it for probably, 3 to 6 months, which is what all charities are facing with humanitarian funding. So we can't give much security to those children, knowing that these impacts are going to last for years and years. And also, UNICEF recently estimated there's 470,000 children, affected by the indirect impacts. You hear people like Dima is one of our people we look after in the project in Lebanon, and she saw her father killed right in front of her, and you can't recover from that in a few months. It's not possible.
Indeed.
So,
well, let's talk a little bit about the investments that the international community needs to be making to anticipate some of these problems down the line. We've been hearing constantly about international intervention to actually stop the violence, but it sounds like you're suggesting that the major investments are going to come as some of these long-term impacts become clear.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the inaction at the moment is a difficult one, and it's everybody seems to be floundering. Obviously, the Security Council and the dichotomous position between the US and Russia is proving very difficult, and we'd be hoping that that is brokered. But definitely in the longer term, and also when there is actually access, the most important thing is that the missions are actually trained in child protection and have some expertise in child psychology, so that when there is entrance into the country, that they're actually trained in order to deal with the effects it's having on children in the immediate and the long term.
So you're ready to go, assuming that there is some access at some point. Kate Adams, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Kate Adams is Policy and Advocacy Officer at the humanitarian agency War Child, whose recent report suggests that as many as 1,300 children may have been killed in the conflict so far in the nation of Syria.